Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I wasn't quite planning on doing a sermon this morning, but the thought hit me that today's the Ember Day, and back in the ancient church, on the Ember Days, on an Ember Saturday particularly, the Catholics would do an all-night service. So they'd start on Saturday and pray all through the night in the church, and then end with Holy Mass on Sunday morning, which is why we have the gospel that we read today of the Transfiguration is again read tomorrow morning. It's a leftover from that. And all of the five extra readings that we have today, that also is a leftover from the ancient ceremonies of the church on Ember Saturday. But Ember Saturday is a day on which it was always customary to ordain priests. And so today and all the Ember days, we dedicate these Ember Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday to praying for priests and bishops, for praying for our seminarians and for future vocations. And that's a bit what I want to talk to you about today. What is the priest? Well, the priest is the highest dignity in the world, greater than kings. The men themselves might have their faults, but as far as the priesthood goes, is the highest dignity this side of heaven. He is a representative of our Lord Jesus Christ and has so much to answer for. Many a saint did not even want to become a priest. Saint Francis, for example, stayed as a deacon his whole life long because he was too humble to become a priest. And then in the Old Testament, you remember, Father McKenna used to tell this story, that the priest, when he would go into the Holy of Holies to offer the sacrifice once a year, he would go in there, but before he would go, they would have a rope tied around his waist, because so much holiness was expected of the priests of the Old Testament that it was perceivable that if he were not holy enough, God would strike him dead in the Holy of Holies, and since no one else but the high priest could enter, they would drag him out with the rope. And you see, the sacrifice of the old law was only a prefiguration of the sacrifice that goes on at this altar. This is the perfect sacrifice, Calvary redone. What responsibility the priest has to be holy so that he can, when he calls down God from heaven into his hands, upon this altar, he can offer this sacrifice with all the holiest of dispositions. And then when he goes into the confessional and absolves the penitent, St. Augustine says that the action of absolving the sinner is a greater act than God's creating the world out of nothing. And that's what goes on in that room there. The priest has the power of the keys. To some, he must open the gates of heaven by giving them absolution, and to others, he must refuse. And he has the grace of state to know when to do which of those two things, but still, what power and authority is given him. And then to make all sorts of decisions just in pastoral life, so much he is responsible for, will have to answer. And because he is expected to attain a higher degree of perfection, because he's a representative of our blessed Lord, because of that, he'll have so much more to answer for on Judgment Day. So on these Ember days, four times a year, but every day, and especially on your first Thursdays of the month, remember all of your priests in your prayers. Remember all the Novus Ordo priests, too, that have fallen away. They have defected from the faith and are now in a strange religion. Pray for their return. Pray for fallen away priests. There are many throughout the world that have fallen away. that no longer practice their priesthood or live very sinful lives. And then, of course, there are your own priests. We all have our shortcomings. We all have our sins. Pray for us. Make reparation for our sins as we do for you at the altar and at the divine office. And all through our days, we are praying and sacrificing for you and for the forgiveness of your sins. Then in turn, do the same for us. We, above all, need it. And any prayer that you say for us, remember, will turn back on you. Because the holier your priest is, the better we are able to lead you to heaven. And the better advice we'll give, the more holy will be our masses, the more holy will be our advice in the confessional. Your prayer for the priest helps you out too in the long run. Never forget your duty to pray for your priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.